Welcome back to Rosie on the House, and in this segment, we're going to be talking about a new product we found through the National Hardware Show. It's an annual gathering we enjoy attending. It's been virtual the last couple of years. It's usually in Vegas, and one of the things that they do that we really like is they've got a Made in USA section, but they also have an Inventors section, and you can see products that are trying to come to market, and we've got a guest on the line, Ken Camarco, who has one of those products that came to market, and you just look at it and you go, gosh darn it, that should have been my $1 million idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Thank you, Romy. I appreciate it.
And I understand you're in an airport, so thanks for finding a quiet spot to join us during your holiday travels this weekend. Tell us about this genius boundless carrier.
Well, thank you, Romy. I do appreciate that, and happy Thanksgiving to all. Actually, it's a interesting product that is born out of, kind of a better mousetrap type of an idea. We conceived it, or I should say I conceived it, when we were coming back from taking our son to college and had used one of the rooftop carriers to transport all of his stuff for the dorm room, et cetera. And on the return, for those familiar with rooftop carriers, it takes a couple of people, first of all, to get it up there, get it attached. You're climbing up and down to load it. You're climbing up and down to unload it. And then, you know, after you are finished utilizing it, you actually need to take it off, or most people need to take it off to put it your car back into the garage. And in doing that activity, my wife actually had helped me in taking it off the top of the roof, but unfortunately, standing on the door sill, fell backwards, banged up her arm on the top of the door, and from there was born this idea that there's got to be a better way of doing this. So I actually had a very long commute at the time, and during my travels, kept looking at the back of cars and saw this hitch receiver on the back and thought I could conceive of a way to create a cart that could easily attach to the back of the vehicle, self-lock itself, retract the wheels, and drive away safely. So we call that the boundless carrier for the fact that it has boundless applications, and it is not bound to the car, if you will. You can actually take it to point of use, and by features that we've added to it, it actually becomes a adjustable lift table and workstation. So for the contractors, do-it-yourselfers, or just plain adventurers, you can carry anything that you want with you from place to place without ever having to do any lifting, twisting, climbing, right? You're actually just rolling something from place to place. And we think it's pretty convenient.
It's very convenient. I think most of us have all seen, you know, the storage rack that they slide into a hitch and it's just a stationary. What you've done is you've taken that, you've added retractable wheels. And so when you pull up, you've got a great video of you on your website where you pull up to a hardware store, you pump the wheels down, you disconnect it from the vehicle. You carry it in, you load, I think it's like 5 sacks of concrete, you check out, you come back out, and the cart attaches right back to your truck, and you go home with your, or to wherever your, the job site might be. And the other one that I really love is this one of the ice chests on a dock with the fishing, you know, all of your fishing stuff right there, drop it, wheel it out to, you know, wherever you're going to drop your line, and there you go.
Yeah, that's actually what we thought. We think that there's something here that's a multi-use tool, right, that can be used for productivity during the day if you're a tradesman, craftsman, et cetera. It's safe. You can take it, you know, back injuries, none of those other things that are associated with it. You're not doing all the lifting. But at the end of the day, those are the same folks that typically share the same, you know, values that we do, which is go have some fun afterwards. And it allows you to take your recreational stuff, be it a cooler, a generator for tailgating or going fishing, or camping, and can do that as well. So it's a tool for day and something that's usually very convenient for the recreational use after the end of the day.
So I'm going to give you a project to think about. The application, when you mentioned a generator, that this would really come in handy, is when we're traveling for our rodeo events and, you know, moving the generator isn't something all the kids can do. But we can't hook up to the back of the truck because the horse trailer's there. So something, some way to attach it to the back of a horse trailer. That'll be your next development for this for me.
Well, that's great. And I mean, it's, I think we've got something flexible enough in our mount secure receiver system that we can create an attachment to the back. You know, we try to utilize the readily available, you know, hitch receivers on the back of most SUVs and pickups and the like. So recreational vehicles typically fit in there now. And now you've challenged me to do it for a horse trailer. So we're up to the challenge.
All right. Excellent. Inventor Ken Camarco, thanks for spending a few minutes your Saturday morning sharing this invention. This isn't something that's available at the Rosie E store. A lot of times when you hear us talking about, it's something we've brought in house, but there's a couple things. One, the price on the website includes shipping, so it would actually cost us more to ship it to you. So you go direct to boundlesscarrier.com. And what's your investment for this?
Well, right now for the entire combination unit, which includes the mount secure receiver system, the carrier, it's $1,300 delivered, if you will, right to your door. And although that might sound like a little bit at the out front, it's not that much different than what a rooftop carrier would cost you either when you start putting in all the rails and cross rails that you need and the locking system. So we think we're pretty competitive and certainly more convenient and safer to use. So there you have it. We think we got a great value proposition, and we hope we get a chance to sell a few to your great listeners in Arizona.
Owen, when you see it, there's endless applications for it, you know, even around the house doing projects.
Boundless, Romy.
Boundless. There you go.
Applications.
The boundlesscarrier.com. Check it out. And, if it's something, like you said, the price includes shipping, and they come out of near Charlotte, North Carolina, correct?
That's correct, Romy.
So I'm sure we could still get them here by Christmas if you were going to pick that for a gift for Dad or Grandpa or something. And we appreciate you spending a few minutes while you're in transit at an airport to join us this Saturday morning.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And I would have to say, Mom, of the 8-9 picks you took away from the hardware store show, National Hardware Show, that it's the most expensive item, but that boundless carrier is my favorite. And, you know, expensive at $1,400, that thing's going to work for itself.
It's genius. I mean, it would...
No lifting, lugging.
No lifting.
Straining. It all does it for you.
I look at some of that stuff and think it'd be so cool, but I think, well, I could never do that. It would take two people. But this is really a single-handed thing you could load your back of your car with.
Next on the line, what is this right in the rain?
Well, you know, it's a really simple product, and it also has been around for quite a while, 1916 actually, but it's paper and pen and carriers that are all waterproof, right? And so I think originally it was and it's from Tacoma, Washington. I think originally it was for people who work outside, fish and game kind of guys, but it's really just a great tool. And I even think for my grandkids, it's just to be able to carry that around and be able to write down a note or to jot down a picture or something like that, instead of just always having your phone in your hand and all that kind of stuff. It's a great tool.
Right.
It's just right in your rain. You can paper that comes in all sizes. It's waterproof. The pens are waterproof. The little pouches are waterproof. Just really cool.
And they've got it by industry categorized on their website. So if you're in agriculture, they've got, you know, this product. If you're in the energy, geological, public safety, recreational, there's all different types of, journals and notepads and books that they have kind of specialized to whatever outdoor activity you're working on.
And that's RITE in the rain, right in the rain.
Great little tool for all the grandkids that we've tried to get them started in geocaching and bird watching and rock collecting and navigating. So all the little outdoor skills we've kind of tried to inspire into our grandkids. But it's just a great little notepad put in your pocket with the waterproof pencil attached to it, and you're good to go.
A little pouch you can put on your belt. Hey, Romy, did you take a look at the plan station?
I haven't. I'm clicking on it right now. A few of these, I didn't have a time to click through all the different ones. But this one, for a contracting job, it is brilliant.
Yeah, anything. It shows.
And simple.
Simple, inexpensive, $25 to $50. There's two sizes, and it's just like a kind of like a desk that folds in half. You open it up, hang it on the wall, and then you have your desk, and you can just fold it up and take it with you to the next job.
Like a giant briefcase that's your desk on the
go. Yes, like a giant briefcase. It really helps in keeping you organized. I thought that was really a clever one.
It slips behind the seat of the tail of the pickup truck, mm-hmm. and you pull up at the next job, yank it out, and hang it up.
That's right.
Hang it or put it up on top of a tabletop that's already existing mm-hmm. that might be. So.
I'm going to find a way to hang it on my tailgate.
There you go. Yeah. One more segment with all of the treasures found out of this year's National Hardware Show right after this.